I also have my yellow fever vaccination card in my backpack in case any of these countries I travel to cares.
Oh, that kind of makes sense. You need them.
They don't care.
They don't care. Okay, never mind. Then it does make sense. Today we're going to talk about ballet.
Yeah. Ballet.
Le ballet.
The dancing kind, not the big fatty kind.
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's some event that he calls the ballet. I think it has something to do with cock and ball torture. I don't really know. It's Big Fatty.
What's Big Fatty up to? I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
He's fattening it up in the fat cave or the villa or wherever he is.
Yeah, yeah. We are talking about the regular kind of ballet.
The regular kind of ballet, yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, what's Big Fatty up to? I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
He's fattening it up. I don't really know. It's Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4652. I say chew. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, is more recapping of the trip to Atlanta. Big Fatty. Hello, Supas. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too, I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. You're supers today, because y'all, we're moments away. We are mere moments away from the rat announcing that Monday night will be a soup night. Y'all, we're going below freezing. Y'all, I'm going to have to Fern Gully right after I finish recording the little show. Going below old Jack Frost temperature. Yes, Big Fatty, nipping at your nose. And so y'all, in honor of soup night, Big Fatty made some soup. Big Fatty, y'all, I made you've seen it. It's the packages of the Lipton chicken noodle soup that comes in an envelope, and you add 3 cups of water. I did that, but I micro-hoisted a box of my antioxidant Green Giant vegetables separately, and then when the soup was, that used to be the commercial, is it soup yet? You know, because it takes 5 minutes. Big Fatty, you and your damn memory lane can't remember jack shit of what's happening now, but you can remember a soup commercial from 30 years ago. I can.
Hey, Grandma, is it soup yet?
You know, you remind me of your mother.
Really?
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 Smells so chickeny. Will it be done soon?
When the noodles are cooked?
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
Oh, noodle, my favorite. Is it soup yet?
Soon.
Lipton noodle soup, just like Mother used to make.
I stand corrected. That was from the 1970s, so that's more than 50 years ago. Oh, yeah. Poor Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, time to look at the advent calendar once again. Y'all, by the way, y'all, I've forgotten. I've been remiss in mentioning that I'm doing the puzzles in the Advent puzzle book that Moose P sent to me a while back. Enjoying that quite a great deal, Moose P. Yo, by the way, Moose P said that they were getting sleet up there near his home. Y'all, let's see, the 9th, it's right here. Y'all, it's an envelope with elixirs on the top of it, and a lion, and a bear. I don't see a tiger. Big Fatty. And then inside, oh, what is that? This is, what does that say? Heat-sensitive sticker. Adhere to your mug, and the image will reveal when exposed to heat. Hand wash only after application. Well, y'all, it's just a sticker, y'all. In fact, I've got my hot tea here today, but I've got it in an insulated mug, so it's not going to work. So, y'all, I'll have to figure that out as the week goes along. Ooh, excuse me. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I guess let's just get right back into the recap of the trip to Hatlanta. Now, y'all, I failed to mention that after the puppet show, I went by the Sam's Club, y'all, which was just right across the street from where Big Fatty's motel was. And y'all, I was looking for a nice wreath to put on the hat's grave when I went out there. But y'all, they didn't have any, so I picked up a couple of those giant poinsettias that they have. I took one of those to my niece and nephew for hosting our crema get together on Saturday, but y'all, the other one I was gonna put on the grave, and y'all, that's what I did on Friday. Y'all, I got up, and y'all had brufkas at one of my favorite places, the Silver Skillet. Y'all, if you ever been to the Hatlanta, go to the Silver Skillet. It's delicious is what it is. And from there, I rode out to the cemetery. And y'all, they're filming some kind of movie or TV show or something out there. Yeah, they've got a giant mausoleum. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's a place where they keep those mausoleums on display, yes. But I got out there, y'all, it's chilly, and kind of misty rain, and yeah, it was just in very cemetery weather, and went out there and put the poinsettia out, and the hat's grave is, there are four plots in the grave. It's my grandfather on the Hatterena side, who I never knew, who was my middle brother, who just recently passed, is named for him. And then my his wife, my grandmother, who I did know, and then the hats and the Hatterena sister. And so, y'all, I just go out there and I have a little. I know everybody thinks that I'm crazy, but y'all, let me just say this. I know several of you are dealing with recent deaths in your family, but y'all, and I know everybody handles it differently, but y'all, it's a time to just. Remember the good days and miss them terribly. I mean, y'all, I realized that my grandmother she died in 1974, and y'all, that's when Big Fatty was in February. Y'all, Big Fatty was a senior in college then. That is an ancient time. And then my aunt, the Hatterena sister, she died in 1994, which y'all, when you think about it, that's more than 30 years ago, which is just crazy. It's just crazy as I'm sitting here saying it. Yes, Big Fatty, everything you say is crazy. But anyway, I just spent, I don't know, probably 15 minutes or so out there just talking to myself and talking to them and showing a little appreciation. And for Big Fatty, it's very cathartic. Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know you were having cathartic problems. No, not cardiac, cathartic. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. Y'all, from there, from there, I went back to the motel, and y'all, I had been on the Grin Doctor, and y'all, there was this one gentleman caller who was just, oh, Big Fatty, the special chaya, special chaya. And y'all, he came by the motel, and y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely, y'all, he was there probably maybe an hour, if not an hour, it was close to it. And y'all, it was just lovely. He was the best special chaya experience he's ever had. Y'all, he's big. It's like 6'4". And yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, just not built, you know, muscular, but he was solid. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you need to eat more solids. Well, I kind of did. But anyway, Big Fatty, I think I heard Gay Country West just snicker. You did. And and probably the Enormous Boys, yes, and Dicka. But anyway, let's see, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know you were eating solid. so he left, and y'all, I decided that I was going to go to the gentlemen's club for the homosexuals. And so y'all, I went over there. I don't know, it was about 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and I came back to the motel, I don't know, about 8:30. Y'all, when I got there, y'all, there was this hot, muscly, tattoo-y Latin gentleman, and y'all, he was just all about Big Fatty, and I went, thank you for calling. And he and I had a little bobo honking and humpity bumpity a couple of times while I was there. Y'all, there's no accounting for taste. No, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, there's no accounting for taste. Big Fatty, I didn't mean it literally. Well, anyway. Anyway, came back, and y'all, of course, the one from the afternoon, oh, can we get back together before you leave on Sunday? And I said, well, we would just have to play it by ear. And so anyway, y'all got a good night's sleep, got up on Saturday morning. Y'all, I thought our family get-together was going to be at 2 o'clock. Y'all, I went back and read the original message. 12:30, be ready. So, y'all, I was ready in time, and I was there in time. There was no problem. Went, y'all, we had a lovely, lunch, had some delicious appetizers. Y'all, my sister-in-law, made these mini cheese balls. I can find a recipe for a cheese ball, but you make them about the size of a sausage ball, but it's cheese ball ingredients, and then you roll it in Bafran, and what else did she roll it in? Maybe some chopped up chives and pecans, and you know, so it looks like a sausage ball, and that, y'all, then you stick a stick pretzel in it, so you just reach down and grab the pretzel, and you eat your mini cheese ball. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like something they would love at the ballet. Yes, well, you know, the ballet does love celebration of balls. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we had a nice little meal, and we exchanged giftettes. Big Fatty, of course, had little ham sandwiches. I brought that and the nuts and bolts for some of the appetizers, and then everybody got some toasted pecans and some nuts and bolts and some cheese cookeries and some little ham biscuits. And y'all, I don't know what Big Fatty got. Y'all, I'm not opening it until crema morning. Yes, Big Fatty, it was like Santa Claus had been there. Yes. my one sister-in-law, this was the my surviving sister-in-law, y'all, she always makes the green crema tree cookies that cookeries that my grandmother made. And y'all, I really want to hold off on those until crema. But y'all, there's a big Tupperware container of them. And then there's a smaller one that she couldn't get them all in the bakery. So, y'all, I've gotten into those a little bit. Y'all, it is absolutely... It is, there's so much joy that those cookeries bring me. And so anyway, y'all, we were done about, I don't know, about 4:30 or so. And y'all, I went back to the motel and Mr. Special, oh, Big Fatty, can we get together before you leave? On Sunday morning, I said, honestly, I'm going to, as soon as I wake up, I'm going to hit the road and get back to Upchuck. And so maybe on a future visit, we can enjoy the special chaya again. He goes, thank you for calling. And so y'all, it was a quiet evening on Saturday. Got up Sunday morning. Y'all, I was on the road by about... I don't know, about 7:45, and after having my complimentary brufkus at the Holiday Inn Express, what else? Oh, y'all, it was frosty outside. Earl Grey had to warm up quite a bit, and y'all, it was foggy. There was fog, heavy fog, dense fog. It was like soup. It was like driving through soup. Oh, Big Fatty, were there vegetables? No. Got back home, y'all, unpacked everything, put everything back where it belongs, and y'all, then it was off. I was off on a nipple walk. Y'all, I'd miss my nipple walks. Just did Fat Acres, but that was enough to get back in the routine. And y'all, Vader was out of town, so we did not record the LFC. We're doing that Monday evening. But you'll get it. You'll have it before you hear this, except Moose P. And got up Monday morning, had my coffee, had some cheese toast, some cookies, read my e-paper. Y'all, I've done terrible on the Sudoku. And y'all, then I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back. Y'all, I have just finished washing and hanging up my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear well anyway. And y'all, that pretty much catches y'all up. Oh, dear, that's it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I think today is our senior-size crema lunch. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. So who knows what'll happen with that. Y'all, I had mentioned I was going to put pictures from the Puppet Show Museum up on the WWW on Monday, but y'all... I wanted to get that picture of the Giftettes and the Podcasters of America dinner. But so, y'all, you'll get pictures today, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the gayest little show. And Kyle, what you got to say?
Yeah, what's Big Fatty up to? I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
He's fattening it up. I don't really know. It's Big Fatty.
Yes, we all know crazy old Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody knows it and says it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.